Excellent.
I don't know, man. I have a weird vibe about the day. I don't know if you do. I've got a weird vibe.
We'll see where it goes.
Like it may not be the funny today. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just have that vibe.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun here.
We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're listening,
I know we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. I am your host, Jason. Joining me is our co-host, Jake.
What's up, voters and queefs?
So welcome. Thanks for all the feedback and views and downloads from last week. That was awesome. We're starting to get out there pretty decent. So we just like to thank everybody that's liking and sharing and watching our videos and, keep it coming, we're going to keep putting shit out there. Y'all keep watching it. We hope to build this into something that we can be proud of. So nice camera going there, Jake. Looks really good.
Fuck yeah.
Tough week, man. Tough week.
I thought it was a great week.
Well, it wasn't for some, but was good if you like, riding. And
I was about to say the Burn Loot Murder Terrorist Group got a lot of activity this week. So, I think it was a great productive week for them.
Yeah, it looks like it. Even though they got, here's what's weird. Because there's a story up there that even after the conviction of Derek, how do you pronounce his name again?
Chauvin, whatever. That's the least worried we need to be about mispronouncing a name this week.
That is absolutely true. But they were rioting after they found out that he was, was ruled guilty. And I'm gonna read out the charges because I don't understand it. But he was found guilty of second degree unintentional murder. I don't know what that carries as far as time, if it's unintentional. So here's what I don't understand is he got third degree murder and second degree manslaughter. Now, here's what I don't understand. Is he charged with all three different separate charges?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so is it only the...
Oh, shit. Because here we go with the technical
longer sentence? Okay, I reset. So, you're kind of frozen up on me. But what I'm wondering is if it's like they piled on these charges to get a bigger, longer sentence. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, if they
went to second degree unintentional murder, that may only carry, what, 3 to 4 years or something.
Well, that's why they wanted to get him for first degree murder, so that he, you know, would never have a chance of breathing outside air again.
Right. Well, according to Maxine Waters, that's what he should have got.
Well, you know, and I find it interesting how they had the reduced charges, so he wasn't going to be able to be sentenced for first-degree murder. And you still had people like Maxine Waters out there saying, if he doesn't get first-degree murder, you know, we need to get confrontational, get in the streets, get in their faces, tell them we don't want them in our towns anymore. We don't want you in our town. This place,
welcome here.
This place don't take too kindly to your folk around here.
Man, that's starting to sound eerie familiar, is it not?
We don't take too kindly to due process around these parts.
Yeah, and even if you do get what you want,
you're just going to burn the fucking place down.
And I mean, we're talking about the cities, you know, we're talking about people that's struggling to make by, I mean, trying to make it through a pandemic and then this is what does them in. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking bullshit to me. I don't understand it.
There's a businessman in Raleigh right now who's boarding up his store and getting ready for protests. He's getting ready for riots. And he's scared. He's scared to death because the riots last year costed him tens of thousands of dollars in damages.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder what their insurance... I mean, how do they factor that? That has to be factored in now.
There's got to be some sort of terrorism clause.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so, because this is happening, every 3 or 4 months now? Yeah. You know, it's not like...
Even fewer than that.
You know... I mean, it used to be, you remember the
oh, fuck, is this going to happen?
The Sioux riots or whatever. You remember last week's riots? Or you remember yesterday's riots? It's like every fucking time you turn around, you know, the flames are getting stoked and people are exploiting people to further their agenda, you know? Yeah. So I just think... You know, the BLM movement is doing more damage than any other thing in this country. They're not out for a social.
Well, I mean, it literally
freedoms or anything. No, they're there to make money and to get Democrats elected.
Yes, and you know, it wouldn't surprise me if this burn, loot, murder organization was just solely out here to get black people to kill each other and to erase police. I mean, think about it like this. If you erase police, all you have is black-on-black crimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, there are stories coming out of Chicago. I mean, it's just a disaster out there. But can you imagine being a police officer in Chicago right now?
Oh, fuck that.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a no-go zone. Is what they used to call it, a no-go zone?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, you know, there's very few that are willing to do that, to go into that area. But, you know, we had that come in, what, I think it was like 2 hours before they called the jury came back with a conviction. You know, there was a shooting in Ohio. With was it Tamika? Is it, what's her?
Oh shit!
Tamika Blake, is that what it was?
That's a bad spot.
Am I?
That's a bad spot to cut out.
Frozen up.
Are you talking about
Tamika Blake? Is it Micaiah
Bryant?
Bryant. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, Chauvin wasn't going to be the first name fucked up this episode.
No, and I had it written down somewhere, but I couldn't find it fast enough. So,
well, even if you have it written down, it doesn't mean if you can fucking pronounce it right. I mean,
well, I got you, but
it looks like it's spelled like a fucking Skyrim name.
Yeah, well,
fucking A.
And you know how I am with Skyrim names, dude. I'm lost with some of those names. But anyway, so right before that happened, this shooting happened in Ohio, you know, and we probably have all seen the video. I'm sure most people have seen the video of the Micaiah Blair.
Bryant.
Is it
Blair? Bryant. Of Micaiah Bryant.
Knife. Yeah. Yeah. She's got a knife. The police officer arrives being called out to the scene. when the officer gets there, you can see on his
the body cam footage.
Body cam, that was the term. There's a adult male just, you know, lining up for the game-winning field goal on some young girl's head that's laying on the ground.
I mean, if this was a video game, you would have had to have hold down the button to get that much power out of your kick. Like, that wasn't just like a regular kick. You would have had to have hold down the motherfucking square button to rev up and fucking unleash that shit. It was honestly a good kick, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's froze up again. All right, everybody, I guess you guys are just going to hang out with me until he comes back. So, how you guys doing? How's your guys' day? You guys having a good day? You guys all eating some lunch or something? I don't fucking know what you people do. All right, let's see if we can fix this technical difficulty real quick. And we're back.
So, right. I'm not sure, you know, what the cops saw when he first got there, but what I saw was homeboy was getting ready to kick a field goal. And so, I mean, this all happened in like 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah, okay? It's very short video. You know,
he didn't have a lot of time. Okay, so from what I see on the body cam, this dude did exactly what he was trained to do, did exactly what he's expected to do. The girl, the Micaiah Bryant, hey, I got it right that time. So Micaiah Bryant is wielding a knife, and she's going into attack mode in front of the cop. The cop yells, get down, get down, get down. Fires. It sounded like 4 shots. And I think all shots hit the target. You know, it was a dead eye aim on it. So what's funny about, well, there's nothing funny about it. I shouldn't say that. But what's ironic about it is the fellow that is kicking this young lady's teeth in on the ground then turns and yells to the police officer that just saved another young girl from getting stabbed. They're just kids. Why did you shoot her? She's just a kid. Never mind the fact that he was just going T-bone on that girl's head laying on her. And nobody's talking about, I've looked all morning for something on,
well, and you know,
on the guy kicking the girl in the head.
If you go back and take a look at the footage again, it looks like that girl who got the back of her head kicked in, she was actually about to get stabbed first. It looked like she got shoved
to the ground
and then fucking changed targets.
Yeah. So actually going to the ground probably saved her life, but she still got kicked in the head, you know, by that guy.
You know, let's say she doesn't get shot. We live in a world where she doesn't get shot and she doesn't stab anybody and she gets arrested. Yeah. I don't know who, Batman. That's the only motherfucker who's going to come out and, you know, a superhero of some sorts. Right. But she's going to get slapped with 2 attempted murder charges.
Absolutely.
Or assault with a deadly weapon. I don't fucking know. Do you know why all this was started? She got into an argument about cleaning up the house.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. I didn't know. Yep. I've been looking for why. what the argument was about, but that's why I was asking, did so the girl that she's trying to stab lives there with her? Is that right?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah.
So this
I would make this
was
assumption.
A family dispute.
Yeah.
So who's the guy kicking? So who's the guy kicking this on the ground, you know?
I don't know. I tried to find some information on that, but
I did too, couldn't find anything. I mean, so all we have is the video. I mean, if that's the case, I've seen family disputes get crazy. Okay. However, when it gets to the point where police have to come out there, and while the police are out there, you don't automatically just, all right, the police are here. You know, let's cut this shit out before somebody goes to fucking jail.
Yeah.
Or worse, what happens? You know, they look like they amped up their, they doubled down on it when he showed up. You know what I'm saying? There was no talking out once that police officer got there. It was, he had 15 seconds from arriving till having to draw his weapon, you know, so.
And, you know, there's all these counter arguments about how she was such a sweet girl and all this. And, you know, her TikTok profile has now gone viral. Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little biased. As soon as your TikTok profile comes out, I kind of don't care anymore. So,
okay, so,
you know.
So you're saying she's famous like an artist that, you know, has to die first.
Yeah, but her art is TikTok.
Well, that's, you know, that's unfortunate that, you know, they're going to use this person as a footstool or a stepping stone to further their agenda. That's exactly what's going on with that.
Well, I haven't heard anybody compare her to Jesus Christ yet, like they did with George Floyd. So,
well, I heard motherly natured, whatever that means. So I did, you know, it's starting to get to that point. However, I will like to add this in there. Old LeBron had some things to say about it.
Oh yes, he did.
And I'm not even going to give a shit what he said, you know, because really the point in Twitter and TikTok is to be first. You don't necessarily mean, you don't give a shit about being right. Just be first.
Be first, okay? On the topic.
Be first on the topic. Get the string. Be the thread starter. You know what I'm saying? That's all that matters. So he tweets out, I'm tired of cops killing black people. I mean, and then deletes it after massive backlash.
He also sent out a tweet that said, it was a picture of the cop.
Yeah, I'm going there. That's where I was going next.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah. It said, you're next.
One.
With hashtag accountability.
Yeah, you're next. Hashtag accountability. Now, that, my friends, is an absolute threat.
Yeah.
On that police officer's life. And there are there's establishments now in Ohio that are refusing to show, like bars and restaurants and stuff, that have now refused to show any NBA games until LeBron James is expelled from
That's playing. Good. I didn't know that. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's one. So LeBron heard about it and then replied with a yawn picture. Looked like he's yawning. Oh, geez, I was going to head out there and watch me play tonight and grab a drink. Oh, well, or whelp, or something like that. Just fucking fanning the flames, you know, just being a dick. But the problem with that is whether we like it or not, LeBron James has a lot of power in his words. He has a massive following. He's looked up to by certain people, you know, as a hero and a, you know, whatever. It's not for me to judge who is what, but for you to be so reckless in your quick judgment and to incite riot in violence that quickly without knowing the facts and potentially putting what I consider a hero police officer in that situation.
100% hero status. Yeah. He saved a woman's life. He saved a black woman's life.
Yeah. But and I ain't heard anything about that. The headline reads, every headline, and I don't give a shit if it's Fox News, Newsmax, every fucking headline is, police officer kills black teen.
Yep.
It should read, police officer saved a life. Doesn't matter what color it is. Doesn't matter how old they were. Okay? That's what the headline should read. It shouldn't read, because that's just added to the damn fire. To me. That's just added to the fire.
But I mean, that's not what.
Why would your headline read that? Why would you read your headline that way?
That's not the Burn Loop Murder terrorist organization's agenda.
Right.
You know, the agenda isn't unity. It's not to cause peace.
Yeah.
Between people. No. It never once has been about that.
Uh-huh.
We learned about that last year. No shit. At the exact same time.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost been exactly a year.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, not you're to referring to George Floyd.
For George Floyd.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up. That's a nice segue into my next story. But I don't know if we're quite there yet. But because I want to bring up an article I saw earlier. I mean, the Micaiah story. It's out there. There's video evidence. The cop did what he was supposed to do. I'm moving on. I don't give a shit about the story. The girl was wielding a knife. It's unfortunate that she and her father there didn't take up the responsibility of stopping that.
Yeah, and just continue to act like barbarians throughout it.
They should not have. And he was the aggressor just as much as she was. Okay, when you got there, the police got there, he is seen kicking someone on the ground. So, shame on him. Okay, but the cop, there's no there. Okay, cop did what he was supposed to do. He saved a life. If it had to take a life to save a life, that's what he's supposed to do. Nobody's allowed to murder anybody in this country. If you're in the attempt and you are in the act of murdering somebody in this country, then the police have every right to stop that.
Actually, Kevin Stitz, Governor Kevin Stitz of Oklahoma. Have you heard about this?
Shit. This is gonna be a new one for me, so let me have a wild reaction.
He just signed a bill into law, increasing the consequences for blocking roadways. It could be jail time up to a year with a fine of $5,000.
Okay. Or that's rioters.
Yeah.
Blocking roadways. Or,
yeah.
Or protesters.
Rioters. Yeah. Yeah. Or granting motorists immunity
if they are to
injure or kill rioters on the streets blocking their path.
No shit.
Yep.
Well, good for Oklahoma.
Damn good for Oklahoma.
That's going to be...
Oh, shit.
...a tough one, but if you want to go to Oklahoma... You know, you might not want to stand in the fucking street.
Nope.
Because...
your kickball matches are going to get fucked up.
There's no incentive there to let you beat the shit out of their car. So they'll just, you know, they're going to get home. So you might not want to do that in Oklahoma. But that's crazy.
That's fucking awesome, dude. That's fucking awesome.
I think it's awesome, too, because here's why. You don't know how fast a mob can swarm a vehicle and take control and completely, you know, render that driver unless they're willing to stomp on the gas.
Well, we've seen the videos, hundreds of them from last year.
But most people are scared to do that in fear of, you know, going to jail, you know, because they don't know what they're allowed to do, you know, in that situation.
Yeah.
Now, attacks you, your vehicle, it's the same as attacking you. in some states. So it's a stand your ground kind of thing, you know. But they also have a right to not to defend themselves. And the only way to defend themselves is to get out of the situation. They are not able to get out of the situation by getting out of their car. So their only other alternative is to drive away.
Yeah.
Now, if you're blocking that motorist's path, then you have taken that responsibility on yourself to be that stupid to get in front of a car that will run over you. Most cars are capable of running over a person. You know, yeah.
No, I don't know many cars that.
Yeah, right.
God, dude, I just gotta say,
what?
My granddad just stopped sneezing. I don't know if it came on microphone or not, but I'm so fucking.
I didn't hear it.
Shit stopped.
I didn't hear it. So you're good.
There
I
mean, it goes again.
Stop. What?
He's in there fucking sneezing his fucking lungs out, dude. Like,
anyway, he's, Jesus. You know, it's pollen season, bro. You know, shit's been tough. That's why I'm glad it's raining a little bit today. But okay, all right, so let me get back to the Derek Chauvin situation. Because I read a story that not only has it, you know, of course he has a chance to appeal this conviction. Right. That's going to be a whole long process. I don't give a shit. It's boring. But what's interesting is now that the prosecutor is going back and looking at all of his old arrest records and looking for any kind of maybe injustice. And there's a case of a 14-year-old boy being roughed up, was the term I read, in 2017. So it's not over for Derek Chauvin by any stretch of the imagination. I feel like they're gonna throw everything at the wall until something sticks, because they know that there's a chance. Well, see, they know there's a chance that he can get an appeal. And this case could be thrown out for intimidation of jurors, public officials, being biased and publicly.
Well, and you know it's not just that; it's the that jury. They're trying to end his life. You know, if you take a look at what he's being charged with and what the maximum sentencing could possibly be.
Okay, well, that's a good question.
We're looking 30 years
for the second degree unintentional. Or all of it together?
For all of it together, I believe. We're looking at the max he can get is 30 years.
30 years.
They're trying to slap another thing or two on there so they can fucking end his life. And if you ask me, to be honest, you know, I think the verdict is bullshit.
Come on,
I think the whole fucking thing's fucking bullshit.
Right.
But he's not... Whatever his sentencing is, I personally don't believe he will make it to see the end of that sentencing.
No, because when he gets thrown in the general pop,
it's done.
It's done, bro. He's a marked man.
Like, it kills me to say it. Like, I don't want that to happen, but
right,
that is what will happen.
That will happen. That's more likely. Or he'll want to kill himself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It'll be something to where they're going to just beat the shit out of him every day. Oh, you want to bring out the snacks already? Check this shit out, bro. I got... You check some of that out, dude. That shit is awesome right there, bro. Right. But I can't eat them right now because they're so salty. I'll make a face. It's a little funny. But, if he goes to general population, dude, it's over for him. What's your majority of incarcerated pupils there? What's he in for? You might as well put him in there as a predator. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A predator, because that's why they're going to treat him.
You might as well put him in jail with his MAGA hat on.
You know, exactly. It's exactly. I mean, he's marked. Nobody is not going to know who that guy is, and that's why I think we are doing everyone in this country injustice by publicizing it the way it's being publicized, the public officials picking sides instead of being fair and just and impartial. This country has gone to the instant gratification, instant justifications of any wrongdoing. And instead of letting the courts do their job, everyone is entitled to due process, which there's no way in the world you can convince me that Derek Chauvin
got a fair trial.
Got a due process there's no way he got, there's already stories out of jurors being intimidated and fearful if they voted not guilty, Yeah. So,
There's also some people who said, the verdict was clear before the trial had started.
Exactly right. He was already convicted before the judge even, threw the gavel.
Yeah.
He was already to start the trial. He was already convicted of, whatever. It's sad because I really feel like, yes, there was some things he could have done different. That's just my opinion. It doesn't mean that I side with anybody. I just feel like, as far as maybe it's just a CYA, I could have done something different. You know what I mean? Given the political climate that we're in. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying with that. But, it's a shame, the guy died, but he was also a criminal.
Yeah.
He was a criminal. Yeah. Unfortunate.
It's a piece of shit.
And he may have died anyway, regardless of being pulled over or anything. You know what I'm saying? So, I've heard other podcasters say if they had just set him up against the car and let the paramedics do their thing, we wouldn't even be talking about it.
Or if put him in the car, giving him just give him no choice.
Right.
Just give him no choice.
But they tried to accommodate him, but they let him back out of the car. But anyway, that doesn't matter to me anymore. That's, we've all seen it. I'm tired of talking about that. What I'm saying is for that to taint the court system and for that to, it almost made it impossible for him to get a fair trial. There's no way in the world. Them jurors didn't know. Jurors went in knowing everything that we knew.
We knew that from the start.
Yeah. So, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But she brought that on herself, and I blame her father for that. If that indeed was her father, or her foster, whatever father, or however that was working out, I don't know. There ain't many details about that came out yet. But he was the adult. He should have took control of that situation long before it got to somebody wielding a knife.
They're trying so hard to not come out with too many details with that because everything's so fucked up about it. Because
it looks bad.
Everything's so fucked up about it.
Very bad. Yes.
I read an article this morning that was talking about, 16-year-old black girl shot by white cop. And that was the whole article. And then, the last sentence in the article was, she was also holding a knife.
He had what looked to be a weapon. I've read that one. Or it appears that she may have had a knife. Or allegedly had a knife. It's clear as day she has got a knife in her hand.
She is mid-stab.
Yes.
We've all seen Psycho.
Yes. There's no denying. But to turn around and try to make this on the cop? The police officer? That's a stretch, brother. I don't know how you do that. That cop had 0 seconds to make a decision.
Yeah, and he made the right one.
And he made the right one by putting... She made her choice to put herself in that position. So the cop had to make his choice to save the girl and the pink.
He had a split second to assess the situation, neutralize the threat.
Right, and it... Exactly. And it's not like he didn't have other people around him. So, it's not like it's a chaotic scene. It's very chaotic.
And he told her to get down fucking 4 times before shooting.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure did. But I would love to see what kind of charges would be brought on the grown man that's kicking the child in the head and then wants to act all shocked and awe when the police officer did his job. But remember what I said last video? Remember what I said last video about the rhetoric will have consequences, and this is exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah. And we're back again. This is, you know, this is all one step closer.
Yeah, to... It's unfortunate that any of this has to happen. But I said, this is the end result of, you know, being told to not listen to the police officer, not respect the police officer. And I know there's a disconnect, and I know nobody likes to have an encounter with a police officer. Most of the time, when you meet your police officer, it's on the worst day of your life. Okay? I get it. But if our public officials and people that are supposed to represent a certain group of people are giving them the worst advice imaginable, and then be surprised when you get the result that comes from that.
Well, you know what I was saying right before everything cut out again was that we are getting closer to a world where you have black cops called on for black crimes and white cops called on for white crimes.
And isn't that what we were trying to avoid?
This whole time.
This whole time? How is that getting us to a better place? And you say that, but I still think it. I mean, I think let's say the police officer that showed up at the Micaiah situation was a black cop, and he did the exact same thing that a white cop did.
Would not be a news story.
Would not necessarily be a news story, but BLM would have still people getting shot by police. Because I don't think it's necessarily a white police officer or a black police officer. They want to defund all police.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All police. Not just the white police officer. Because that's the case, then everyone would be firing all the white police officers, and there would be nothing but black officers or Latino officers in uniform. Okay? So it's not about what color the behind the badge. It's the badge itself.
And look, check me out.
But this is how BLM, this is how Black Lives Matter gets in it, though, because it's a race thing because of a white officer.
And call me fucking crazy.
But the end result is they don't want police officers, period.
Call me fucking crazy, too. But, like, you know, this whole thing, white cop, black cop, you know, you're right. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter to me because I don't commit crimes.
Exactly.
I'm not a fucking criminal.
Maybe not wear my seatbelt. Okay? So if I get pulled over, I don't have an outstanding warrant. There's absolutely no reason for me to mouth off at the police officer, you know, make a run for it like a fucking idiot. Because that's never ended well. How many videos do you see of the motherfucker getting away?
Yeah.
I mean, really? They got helicopters, brother.
I can't remember where it is now, but now they're telling just cops to not engage in an on-foot pursuit anymore.
Well, I did hear that way back. You remember when we were having a lot of high-speed pursuits on highways and shit?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like a thing for like 25 minutes or whatever. But they were starting to get, the police were starting to get pressure from government officials about, you know, it being so unsafe, a lot of people were getting in wrecks, and it was causing more damage than. So they said, just let them go, and try to pick them up later. Okay, that's great advice for the guy that's behind the wheel, drunk. You know, eluding police and kills a family of five in a minivan a mile down the road because you didn't stop them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You break the fucking law, you're gonna have to deal with the police. It don't matter what color it is.
It's as simple
as
that.
Let's just stop saying white officer, black officer. Let's just say if you break the law, you're going to have to deal with the badge. Okay? The badge means police.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Worry about it. Stop breaking the fucking law. And here's the thing. Stop overlooking the ones that break the law. Stop giving them a pass. Stop giving them an incentive. There's no incentive for them to stop breaking the law because they're getting away with it.
Yep.
Stop breaking the fucking law.
Black, white, Mexican, Argonian.
It don't matter.
Wookiee.
It don't matter.
Just stop breaking the fucking law.
Just stop breaking the law.
And don't fucking romanticize it on the fact that, you know, you need crime to continue living. I was just stealing bread for my family. That's never fucking happening. No. Let's just fucking face it.
We don't live in the 1800s no more. You know, we got programs for people that need help with food. That's not happening.
No.
You're not stealing bread to feed your family. There's no one doing that anymore. No. You're stealing.
But that's what bread. A lot of these people are saying is that, oh, well, you know, we have to commit crimes in order to provide for our families. Yeah.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah, yeah, but what were you doing? What were you doing from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.?
Yeah.
What were you doing? Were you working? Or were you just sleeping? Because you had, you know, you pulled an all-night gangbang last night.
Yeah.
Or whatever you were doing. I mean, you know, it comes down to personal responsibility, and it comes down to these public officials and these elected officials and these nonprofit organizations. And I say nonprofit in the loosest terms, okay? It comes down to them holding people accountable. If you did wrong, and when, in this case, Micaiah did wrong, there is...
Stabbing people's against the law.
Necessarily mean you get your day in court. If you're wielding a knife and that officer has to make a split decision to whether either let you stab that woman or to save her life, I would like to think that any police officer in that situation will err on stopping you from killing someone. And that's exactly what he did. So I don't really don't feel like this should be a story. It's sad. It's unfortunate. I feel bad for the family if she had one. I'm not sure because I keep hearing foster family or foster home. I don't know what really all the situation is about, but you know, there's consequences to your actions, and unless you're held accountable for your actions and obey the law, respect the authority. Not necessarily. You don't have to like it, but respect authority. That's why they're there. There's a reason why they're there. It's by law that they be there. Let's say that cop didn't save that girl's life. What would be the headline then? What would have been the headline if the cop did not fire his weapon and that girl ended up getting stabbed? What would be the headline then?
Well, you know, talking about...
Cop fails to save life of teenage...
Talking about... Talking about consequences for your actions, you know, your action was to take a life, and your consequence for that action was you had your own life taken because of it.
That's right.
And if you don't agree with that, you are a fucking moron.
Exactly right. And I'm not saying if the cop could have defused it, if the cop had time to defuse it, he had just got there. That girl, Micaiah wielding the knife, was enraged. There was no talking her down at that moment.
No, she was
had
mid-stab.
No time. She was in motion.
You know, everybody listening to this podcast, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go practice a golf swing. And I want you to stop that golf swing right in the middle of the downswing.
You see how far it goes.
You're not. Yeah. I mean, Tiger can do it because, I mean, he's a fucking baller. But
well, I mean, I saw a picture. He's on crutches right now. I mean,
he's doing a lot better. Well, if you know, if we're gonna bring him up, everybody, stay the fuck out of Tiger's private life. I'm tired of hearing.
He's who cares?
I mean,
he's an awesome golfer. He's a good person.
But people are just always trying to vilify him for some shit. Just stay the fuck out of his private life.
They are.
Oh,
you know exactly why they are. Oh, why would they do that, Jake?
Oh, because he refused to talk bad about Trump.
Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's unforgivable on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have a different opinion. You can't have a different viewpoint. You either toe the line or they will ride you till you're out.
Oh, yeah. You start bringing up fucking... You not agreeing with Trump, but just not saying anything bad about him, and libtards are already seeing red left and right.
He never promoted Trump. He never agreed with Trump. He just said, it's just like when Michael Jordan said he wasn't going to oust Republicans because they buy tennis shoes too. Mm-hmm. You know? Well, he took a lot of shit from that. You know what I'm saying? He took a lot of shit from that. And they tried to cancel him. This has been long before cancel culture really was a thing, but they tried. And I think either he came out and kind of backpedaled and, you know, kind of weaseled out of it, or he said he meant this when he really said that, you know, whatever. But, I mean, you know, but, yeah, so, you know, I think the moral of the week is don't break the fucking law.
Don't break the fucking law.
Don't break the fucking law.
We are You're two good. Grumpy elephants, and don't break the fucking law.
And don't break the fucking law. So, I didn't get, do you want to try to get to another story? You want to end on this? Or?
I think we should end on, that's kind of what I was trying to do, was have like a, you know, a good ending.
Okay. Well,
because we're kind of running out of time.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to do some editing on this one.
100%.
Because I'm just staring like a deer in headlights. I couldn't tell if you were talking on your end and I was trying to talk over you. So, I mean, you know, I did reset. Maybe, I don't know. Who cares? I mean,
either way, like and subscribe.
Leave a comment. And subscribe our videos. We're on Instagram at Two Grumpy Elephants. We're on Twitter at Two Grumpy Elephants. We have an email at Two Grumpy Elephants.
No. We're on Twitter at Two Grumpy Elephant.
No, it's still Two Grumpy Elephants. Our username is Two Grumpy Elephant. Yeah.
@TwoGrumpyElephants?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got that. I couldn't, as the username is too long with the S up there. So that's the only thing with that. So it's at Two Grumpy Elephants, you know, on Twitter, and Instagram is at Two Grumpy Elephants. You know, we got our email at twogrumpyelephants@gmail.com.
iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, rate and review.
YouTube, you know. So, and guys, I know we say this every video, but we would like some comments. If you do watch it, just say, just give us an acknowledgement that you agreed with something or you didn't agree with something, you know, because that's how we learn how our viewers want to enjoy the video. So.
And, you know, if you want to see a story represented on this podcast, twogrumpyelephants@gmail.com is our email. We check that.
Yeah.
And we are Two Grumpy Elephants, and don't break the fucking law.
Don't break the fucking law.
See you guys next week.
Later.
Later.
So I'd like to give a shout out to Turtle for helping promote our podcast for last week. He's helping us out with our videos and stuff. And that is Turtle. You heard me right. Turtle. As in Teenage Mutant, not so mutant, Turtle.
He's been called that all his life.
All his life. He's been called Turtle. So we just want to give him a shout out. Shout out to Alex for helping us with the logo again. And that's it. Out. Trace, keep it real.
All right. See you at work, Mr. One Stop.
Yeah, One Stop. Mr. One Stop.
All right.